I am delighted to be joined by Scott Band and Will Ewan to talk about playing for different styles of dancing. And guys, I would like to ask you about Scottish country dancing. Can you tell me a wee bit about how it all works? I know it's similar, but obviously very different to you.
Scottish country, I would say, is the most formal out of all the types of dancing that we play for. It's very...
Tempo is much more...
You know, it's very strict tempo, and it's very sort of regimented, and it's good for discipline, definitely. Especially for the musician. You know, Scottish country... proper like steps, it's not just walking the dance. And when you go to a country dance, like the band leader will always get the program
in advance
you know, 2 or 3 weeks,
so you've got plenty of time for preparation.
You know exactly what you're going to be playing.
And the thing with the country dance thing is all country dances, well probably 99% of country dances, have an original tune, a specified original tune.
Yeah,
and that's what you are required to
and
play.
Quite a lot of the time, it is maybe not something that you would particularly choose yourself.
Right, okay.
You know, it's maybe not in your favourite key, or it maybe doesn't go where you'd like it to go, and you say, oh, I don't really like this tune, but...
You have to do it.
You have to do it, but I find, personally, it's quite hard to learn a tune that you don't particularly like.
Right.
So you've got to get it up to a standard that you're confident that you're going to be able to play it in public.
There must be some good ones too. You must have a favourite.
There is good ones out there, but there is, you sometimes wonder who chose this, you know.
Who's done this?
You know.
So the tempo is really strict. It's like there's a definite tempo for dancers of this is done at 80 beats per minute or however many beats per minute, and it's 8 times 32 bar tune. It seems it's really strict.
Well,
things.
For years in the musician circles, you always get somebody making a jokey remark about, oh, they'll be standing with the stopwatch.
Oh, really?
And I always thought it to be just nonsense, but
that's true.
We got asked to record the latest book for the RACDS last year, which is book 50, and we went in last April and recorded that, and I can definitely confirm it's true. There is somebody with a stopwatch,
right?
And it's like, that's 4 seconds too fast for like
8 times 32
bar
real.
Right. So do you work with a metronome, or do you take a drummer that can absolutely just nail the tempo, or is it something that you
not
get
really
out of
the drums,
for?
Piano, and bass at the back. That's
sort of
we're setting it. And the most important thing is to be able to hold the tempo.
You get a sort of vibe
off the dancers as well. You can tell if they're sort of struggling because you're shady too fast.
And also, like, if you're playing at a dance in, just say, a crowded hall, and the sets are much smaller, and you've got to remember they're only going to be travelling a short distance, so you need the tempo up slightly.
You know, sometimes if it's a school hall and there's maybe only 60 folk there, it's a huge place. They'll be standing maybe 8 feet apart. Whereas in a crowded hall,
they want it slow. The experienced dancers all want it slower because they're doing the proper step, you know.
As I said, it's very, very formal. None of the men wear kilts. All the ladies wear like dresses or evening gown sort of things,
and they have those shoes as well.
So the dancing pumps, you know, it's very very formal, just as you would imagine. You know, and you only have 3 tempos throughout the night. You only have reels, jigs and
strass bass.
So it's a lot simpler tempo wise than old time, because you've got maybe 15 different varieties of tempo in old time, whereas Scottish country you've only got 3.
But you need a lot of these kind of tunes then. There'll be just a couple of times to a tune, but the Cayley thing will be kind of ad nauseam, or until
normally,
a dancer passes
normally
out.
Normally, as far as the tunes are, we normally choose 4 tunes per dance, and you would do, you know, tune number 1, the original, and then your second, third, fourth, and you go back to the second, third, fourth, and go back to the original. That gives you your 8 times 32 or whatever.
So you wouldn't necessarily do 8 tunes in a set.
No.
You
would
or sometimes you could do the tunes twice each, you know, 64 bars.
Something I didn't realise when we first got asked to do this RACDS recording is sometimes you'll get told at a dance that you're playing too fast, but you're not. It's the type of tune. So you could get a reel with 4 notes in the bar, and a reel with eight notes in the bar, you're playing it at the
same
speed.
The more notes you play, the dancer's thinking, oh, you're
but because
fast,
you're playing more notes. Like, take a tune, for instance, like the Lakes of Mallow, mm-hmm. which is really simple. Just four notes in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then take a tune, Likes of the Tusker.
Mm-hmm.
They're both reels.
Mm-hmm.
You would play them both at the same tempo, but the Tusker's got eight notes in the bar. Folk think that you're playing it.
Because it sounds
fast.
A bit more frantic.
Yeah.
It's the same tempo.
So you've got to really
match the tune
on the original.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if the original is
quite the same style of tune, you know.
So I found that out when I put sets together for this latest CD. I had to send all my music to be approved before we recorded,
mm-hmm.
and I was told, "Oh, could you change tune number three because there's less notes in the bar, so mm-hmm. it would sound like you were slowing down."
Okay, so it's the wrong feel
just
for
the
that.
Wrong feel.
Yeah. These books are an incredible wealth of knowledge. This was book 50, you said, mm-hmm. that you recorded.
Yeah, they're on 51 now.
So, like, there was 13 dances in book 50, but I think as the years have gone up, there's been more dances per book.
Yeah, there's usually 12.
Like, no. I think way back, Bobby Crowe done a lot of recordings for the RSCDS in the 70s and 80s. Yeah. I'm sure it was just 8 and 9 dances per book.
And are these dances that are being created now, like, is that, is yeah, that 13
all,
brand new dances?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah.
So, and who creates them?
Well,
is it the RSCDS?
Just dancers and, you know.
Really? All over the world, you know, the RSCDS is a huge organisation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've got Japan, Australia, China.
All over the world.
Wow.
Bill's been out to Australia playing for country dancers.
In Australia, yeah. Oh. So popular there.
And then there's a summer school at St Andrews every year, 4 weeks.
I'll be doing 2 weeks this year. Well, Scott's his first time this year.
I'm doing it for
Scott's
the first time this year.
I'm doing 2 weeks. I've been doing it for the last 14 years, I would reckon, since I retired.
There's dancers come from all over the world and dance for a week, learn new dances, get a teacher every day, classes, a dance at night, you know.
Brilliant. It sounds absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yeah,
who are the sort of best exponents of this style of dance then? You guys are obviously very busy, Scott, with your band. Who else is on the go that you'd recommend for some listening?
Nowadays,
Colin Dure is
probably one of the best.
And that's who you've chosen for our example
for
today. We're going to hear Gertie Byrne, which is 3x32 bar Strathspey.
Yeah.
Dad, thanks so much for coming in and having a chat today.
Yeah,
this has been absolutely enlightening. I'm delighted
to
have learned a bit more about these different things.
No bother at all.
Colin Dewar and his band, the final choice of today's guests, Scott Band and Bill Ewan. And thanks again to the lads for making the journey to Aberdeen to have a chat with me today about different dance styles.